Welcome. We're glad you're here. Let's get started. Find a quiet, comfortable place for less than 20 minutes. First, close your eyes softly. Sit or move into a comfortable position with your feet on the ground or earth or folded underneath you, supporting your whole body. Let your arms be relaxed and your hands be still. Quiet your thoughts. Be here. Take a few breaths to get grounded and present. Breathe in through your nose for 6 seconds. Hold for 6 seconds. Then release your breath for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 from your nose or mouth. Take another deep breath in slowly through your nose. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold it for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then calmly release your breath over 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's do one more. Take a deep breath in slowly through your nose. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now hold for 6. And then calmly release your breath over 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good. You have now arrived. In this time together, we will explore the four directions of life, discovering areas you may be limiting yourself, holding yourself back, playing it small, and experiencing discomfort in your life. Open up your mind and be willing to let go of old stories, old beliefs, and old patterns. This is your choice. To start, imagine yourself in a dark, closed concrete room. There are no windows and no light, pure black. There is a ceiling roof above you made of concrete, and if you reach your arm up, you can feel it, cold and hard. The air inside is dense, acrid, not fresh to your breath. Your chest feels heavy and sunken. Now, reach out in any direction, and you will feel the coldness of the four concrete walls all around you, on all sides. You are boxed in. It does not feel good. The room represents the blocks and boundaries we impose upon ourselves. Yet its false barriers, ones we place in our life, from our past and into this present moment, the now. Yet from this dark place we can free ourselves, first in our minds, and we then can take actions from a new place, one that lies outside these false walls. Do you want that? Feels good to say yes in life to change. First, tilt your head upwards. Extend your neck up. You can feel the imposing cold concrete above you. The roof represents a small, insignificant life. The one we lead when we feel oppressed, shut down, squashed, and little. When it feels we cannot expand and be our largest selves. Yet we know inside we are so much bigger than this. Our spirit is so much bigger. We're part of the grand expanse of universe. We are actually born from it, and it is us. And so we need to look upwards to realize it. As you imagine looking upwards, the roof above you fades away like a dense fog being blown by a strong wind. The roof disappears, and we can start to see a night star-filled sky above us. You may have never seen so many bright stars in your life as now. Each star you see represents a tiny moment in your life, moments that helped shape you into what you are today. It is infinite in scale, and ever expanding in all directions, like the universe itself. Your life force energy is like this too, and you will one day be stardust again, in full awe, wonder, and magic. We are the universe, and the universe is within us. Together we will remove these walls and free ourselves from this false world that we created and that holds us back in so many ways. Together, we will remove each of these walls that appear to be solid, hard, and heavy, but we will move through them with ease. Are you ready? The first wall in front of you is to the north, and the color is red. This is the wall of aloneness, feeling solo, and that we have no one in our lives to help us. When we feel we are totally alone and must do everything on our own, we sadly reinforce this false wall and make it more solid. We feel people do not understand us or what we're going through in this life. But this is our own illusion. As you reach forward in your mind, touch this red wall to the north. Push it down. It moves and falls easily and turns into a soft blanket of red powder. Behind this aloneness, this solo wall, we can now start to see some people out in the distance. People who love and support us, cherish us in our lives. Maybe we see close friends, family members, kids, grandparents, or even our ancestors. All there looking at us and waiting and wanting to help us. Who do you see? They're looking at you with love in their hearts, wanting to hug you and deeply care for you just as you need. Can you feel their love all around you? Can you feel you are never alone? This is the true reality. Now from this place, look to the west, a black wall. This is the wall of doubt and uncertainty. When we question ourselves, our internal worth, we ask, are we enough? Are we worthy of a great life? We feel we must fight to prove ourselves and are always being tested, but by false judges. We lack the faith to trust that we are all we need to be, and the answers we seek are already within us. Place one hand on your heart and feel the steady rhythm of our heartbeat, always pumping and moving life around our body in every moment. We keep going forward. We can trust our inner voice, trust our instincts. As you reach out to the west wall, we know we can push it over, and it falls to gray ash. Behind this wall, now in the distance, we can see our colleagues, our mates, friends, and people who believe in us deeply. They know we are talented, insightful, thoughtful, and also kind. They are there listening, waiting to hear what we have to say. They see us just above them on a stage. They are looking at you now with interest and care. Look to them. Who do you see? They are waiting for you to speak your truth to them. We now can feel a depth of clarity, insight, and trust in our inner and outer voice. Can you feel this? Now we reach out to the east and a yellow concrete wall. This is the wall of our fears. We believe what we fear will ruin and painfully destroy us in some way. We feel fear when attempting and trying new things, uncertainty of the outcome. Fear is the powerful instinct given to protect us, but only when real harm is upon you. Fear is not helpful when it holds us back from growth or an evolution of ourselves. We seek to feel safe and trust in our decisions. Breathe inwards and release this fear out with your exhale. Confront the fear ahead of you now and breathe in once again. Breathe out the fear you hold inside. Now with your exhale, push this wall over, and it crumbles into small round stones, each one a reminder that the fears that are simply little thoughts, not big walls. We look out and see a powerful animal in the distance, one you respect and believe to be strong, courageous, powerful, and mighty. Can you see this animal ahead of you now? It stands there gracefully, staring into your eyes with force. It is there to remind us to stand in our fears and be courageous. Embrace this animal you see, with fierce power to match it. You can be this animal, and it can be within you when you feel fear. Feel the sensation of this new power tingling within you, a boldness of breath, and the energy it gives you. Breathe this in and exhale with power. We turn now to the south and a white wall. This wall represents scarcity. We feel scarcity whenever we lack the vision to embrace our abundance that is all around us. We feel it can all disappear. There is not enough. We believe we are not enough. We feel lack and held back from being generous, offering, and giving. Yet this is not our true nature. So as we reach out to this cold white wall, it easily falls into smooth sand with ease as we touch it, becoming a white sand beach. Light now pours in, and we can feel the abundance of energy and warmth of this light on our face. As we look out, we can see this shimmering light reflected from riches and wealth. Imagine what you desire as you look ahead. Maybe a beautiful home, a car, or item you've always dreamt of, a boat, a plane. What is waiting there for you? These are things you have desired, and they are all there for you now. You feel the warmth and contentment this richness brings into your life, and you smile deeply, knowing you possess this feeling already. Regardless of ownership, you feel these things in your life, and they are waiting for you. As you stand confidently looking around you in all directions now, there are no more walls. You are up on a platform, and there are no barriers in your mind. They are all removed, and you can see what you need is all around you. You're free to indulge and walk in any and all directions, or to ascend upwards to gain clarity and perspective on it all. All this is in your life now. You can feel all of these and feel deep contentment, inner joy, and true fulfillment. You smile widely as you lightly spin around in joyful abundance, new freedom, and true happiness. Your smile grows, and your cheeks start to ache. You feel a fullness and know these areas are all inside of you, and you are the natural spring of these feelings, these emotions, and insights. You are ready to be this person, to do these things, to experience this one grand life. You are ready, you are excited, and you are powerful. Abundant, strong, and courageous. Loved, supported, and cared for deeply. You can now choose any directions powerfully and speak your truth into this world, into existence from this new place, into a life filled with gratitude and joy. As you take a deep, full breath in, hold this feeling within you, and it will exist forever to be felt there. As you slowly open your eyes to this new world around you, feel this energy and emotion. Now,